With KECU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Celebrities have been strutting and putting across the greens at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am this week. Stars have been part of the tournament since its inception. KECU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The Pro-Am got its start over 8 decades ago with avid golfer and entertainer Bing Crosby.
Straight down the middle.
Crosby first gathered his Hollywood friends and golf comrades together in Rancho Santa Fe near San Diego for a tournament and a clam bake. It was the beginning of an annual tradition that raised money for charity. The tournament was suspended during World War II. Then in 1947, the Crosby Clam Bake, or the Crosby for short, found its new home at Pebble Beach.
From the Pebble Beach Golf Links in Pebble Beach, California, CBS Sports presents the 1985 Bing Crosby National Pro-Am.
AT&T became the title sponsor in the mid-80s, changing the official tournament name. Crosby passed away in 1977 on a golf course, but the traditions he started decades ago have stayed the same, including the celebrities.
But we want to welcome you to today's 3M Celebrity Challenge.
The challenge has become a regular pre-tournament charity event. 8 celebrities are divided into 2 teams, Team Clint Eastwood and Team Bill Murray, each player vying for a charity of their choice.
So let's meet the players of the 3M Celebrity Challenge.
This year showcased some newcomers, like Minnesota Vikings' Kyle Rudolph. Familiar faces included stand-up comedian Ray Romano and actor Josh Duhamel.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
They play what's called a whiskey run, pulls 1, 2, 3, 17, and 18. Fans get to tag along.
We love the celebrities.
Sandy Deer from San Jose is a regular. The event falls on her birthday.
Last year, on my actual birthday, I got a kiss and a hug from Bill Murray. And a few years ago, I got a hug and a kiss from Andy Garcia.
This is a great first.
So I keep coming back. We'll see who I get to kiss today. Maybe Josh.
The only Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is a fan favorite, disappearing into the crowd between shots for comedic conversations, selfies, and at one point, even offering support to John and Alicia Delaray from Long Beach.
One of my very best friends is battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and Bill Murray's one of her favorites. We thought that'd be awesome if he could send her a message, and he did. And you know, that was so nice, we videotaped it, and he said that he hopes she gets better.
Following their appearances in pre-tournament charity events, the celebrities continue golfing throughout the actual Thursday through Sunday tournament, paired up with pros. Steve John is the tournament director. He says the Pro-Am is the only PGA Tour event that includes celebrities in the full tournament.
So it's unique. The spectators love it. The TV audience loves it. It will just continue forever.
John said they're trying to get more female celebrities in the mix. Kira Dixon with the Golf Channel was the only woman playing in this year's Celebrity Challenge.
I know there's a lot of pressure, but I'm feeling a lot of love from the crowd, lots of ladies, so it's just nice to be out here and represent.
Alfonso Ribeiro is a Dancing with the Stars champion and known for his role in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I feel honored and blessed that I get this opportunity to be a part of this.
He says he likes the fact the fans are right out there with them, having fun even while witnessing all the bad shots.
It's cool that we've kept this alive. It's part of the heritage of this tournament, and hopefully it remains.
A heritage that would make Bing Crosby proud.
Straight down the middle.
In Pebble Beach, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.
Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight.